This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Been a better time, we'll find a place, cause this modern age is bleaker than a peek into a miner's cave. But I'm the same, still reporting from the darkest corners and recesses of the mind. I'm only part performer. Part of me is an allegory, an analogy. Fantasies rappers keep to fill imagination cavities. I had to speak cause I wanted you to ride with me. I started thinking if I didn't it'd die with me. Swimming in the mainstream, still I won't make peace. My mom fought the neo-Nazis in the 80s. My dad fought the real Nazis in the 40s. Don't applaud me, in comparison I'm ordinary. But pigeonhole at your peril, I spit and scorch my teeth. See a poisonous poet's what I was born to be. And the beautiful part, I don't need the chart. I can keep it 100 from the start. I ain't gotta be a rock star. I got bars that'll rock stars. Let me paint some modern art. I will jack some Pollock while you chat some bollocks. No one cares where you got your hat from. Stop it. I got what you want in my wallet. But love lasts longer than money, so fuck profit. And karma's a bitch, I learned the hardest. Let's all light a wick and then pick who burned the farthest. I made so many mistakes, I got regrets. But I keep them all close, I never wanna forget. So get up on your soapbox, keep your weak slogans. All I'm giving is what I'm living in the moment. This is rhythm, this is blues, this is jazz, this is Creole. This is ciphers with the griots on the treetops. And all I'm hearing is fables without Aesop. Welcome to the real, you can feel it in an eavesdrop. Trying to give my children something to believe in. Trying to bring a little sunshine to Neasden, Wilsdon, Dollis Hill, Kilburn. I'm on it still, and the roads I left behind, you'll be on my will. Incredibly, you're still the source of my energy. Bodies turn to dust, but the flow will never rest in peace. I got my daughters looking up right next to me. And this is STEM at the beginning and the end of me.
Smell weed.
Do you smell weed?
I smell weeds.
Smoke
has
your
someone
weed.
Been smoking weeds?
No. No.
How many weeds did you just smoke?
None at all. I've just been in a meeting with D, have I not?
Exactly.
You have, yeah. I interrupted it. So.
And
yeah.
I've just
Sorry.
Been downstairs buying body spray because it's been a very humid day today.
Okay.
Why do you assume it's not me? I might have been on
because
the weeds.
Because I've been with you for the past half an hour.
That's true. But maybe I snuck out. Well, you weren't looking.
Well, maybe she ate them.
I do like to eat the weeds. I do eat weeds, yeah.
The skunks.
I love a bit of skunks.
It's a delicacy in some
ways. Is that with an X or a...
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Urban skunks.
S-K-U-N-X.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, when I spent that time with Harley, he's just pointed out that I might have a lisp, but I can't say R's
properly.
No, I
didn't say that.
No, a lisp affects your S's, doesn't it?
What's the R's then?
R's is just a speech impediment. I'm joking.
Great.
I had a friend who was from. I think she was half Colombian, and she told me that her dad and like basically most Colombian people can't say squirrel.
Squirrel.
You ever tried to get a Scottish person to say burglar alarm?
Burglar alarm.
They can't say it.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
They can't actually say it.
Is that their weakness?
Yeah. The chink in their armor. If they like split it up, like burglar alarm.
Now you just sound Scottish.
Yeah, you do.
I know that's the point.
No, didn't you say Liverpudlian?
No, Scottish person.
Scotland.
I am zoning, boy.
Well.
So now you just sound Scottish. I'm going, that's the point.
Hi, everyone.
Yes.
Welcome to Payne and Sylvester Incorporated Pending.
Yes, that's what we're now calling it.
Hump Day.
Hump Day Helpers, we are. Yoda vibes. I'm channeling.
Fuck's sake. The weeds are channeling.
No, they're not. They're not. No, we are in session. We're here. We're here laid out on the beach and yeah. we're ready to impart some knowledge on this hump day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a very humid hump day, so I'm expecting a lot of your queries to be humidity related. How do I stop the sweat patch under my bum cheeks?
You know this isn't going to end with bum cheeks. This is going to go...
Sorry,
don't
I had to.
Entice them. You know, what
I'm
like.
Sorry, I had to scratch that last part. It's a massive, massive, massive show today, anyway, because it's basically a Doc Brown Stemmer listening party.
Yeah,
right.
Squeezing lots of songs in.
You can't make a rude hashtag out of Doc Brown Stemmer listening album party.
Anal listening party, is that what we're?
That's the only one you can do, and it's Susan album party.
Susan album party.
Yeah, no, Susan. I'm zoning, I'm lost. What?
Remember when Susan Boyle was about to release an album? There was a hashtag called Sue's Album Party.
No, Susan. Sue's.
It was anal.
Susan, Susan Album Party. That was the hashtag.
So it was anal bum.
Yeah. Sus anal bum party.
Sue's anal bum party.
Yes, Sue's. I said sus because I think sus is a bit better.
Sus. That's what I call her as well.
Or you call her sus. What's sus about her?
They go way back.
Susan Boyle's dodgy.
Yo, anyone who shouts at cheese in Asda is a bit sus.
Well, maybe they just have mental health issues.
Yeah,
maybe.
Anyway,
moving on.
Apart from Doc Brown, we have a massive exclusive, haven't we?
Do we?
Yeah, we've got another guest coming
on
the show.
Oh my God, I completely forgot. You guys aren't going to believe this, right? Yeah. So remember last week, I interviewed Ja Rule. Yeah. Or maybe it was the week before.
It was
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I interviewed Ja Rule about Fyre Festival the tragedy that was Fyre Festival.
Damn.
So, you know, recently you might have seen in the news, none other than Dwayne Johnson has been talking about perhaps running for office, running for US president.
Right.
We're going to have an interview with Dwayne Johnson himself.
I love it.
What?
The Rock.
Yes.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Swear down.
The Rock.
I can't wait.
We're excited. We've been working together on this, Michael. I'm trying to get him for a while. Uh-huh. We didn't want to say anything earlier.
How did you
swear
that?
I don't know.
It's insane.
I know
you could
people.
Have done that.
Michael's just got that pulling power.
I swear to God.
I know.
The only problem I have is whether he's going to want to be The Rock or Dwayne Johnson. Because Dwayne Johnson's quite a nice guy.
He's so nice. Super
the Rock's,
nice.
I think, but a nice
the
guy.
Rock, no, he's
The Rock's
quite an
a trailblazing, eyebrow raising Japoni. Eating pie.
There you
eating.
Go.
Yeah.
What's Japoni?
Jabroni.
Jabroni. What is that? It's a pile of jabroni.
Japoni. It's a rasta horse.
But what's jabroni, whatever it's called?
A jabroni, is like, wasn't it an insult?
A dickhead.
Yeah, a dickhead, an asshole.
You jabroni.
What is this? Some kind of jabroni.
I'll call you a candy ass. That's also what he used to call people.
I don't mind that. Thank you.
You candy ass.
You know all his insults.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping he's Dwayne Johnson.
So, well, can people get in touch with the show?
Of course they can. How can they do that?
They can email at inc@foobarradio.com.
No.
Well, it says it fucking
no,
here.
No, it doesn't. We're going to
clearly says hump.
He just fucking. Copy, cut it
Come
out.
Come on, Harley. Just because you're wrong, don't try and blame other people.
Jay, look at his face. He just.
What's
after
the email?
I said it. It's, no, I don't want to do it.
Hump at foobarradio.com. Alternatively, tweet us at foobarradio.
If you don't want to do it, shut the fuck up and let Reese.
No, shut you. Shut your mouth, bruv. I thought.
Hey guys,
was.
Why don't you get in touch with us? You could email
hump at foobarradio.com.
Alternatively, tweet us at foobarradio.
Thank you,
Jacob.
Thank you
you're getting
much.
Your nah.
Did he really actually change it?
Yes, he changed
yeah,
he it.
No, yeah. To be fair, it was at the top.
I was looking at the top one.
Exactly. Why are you
Harley thinks laterally.
I was looking at the big thing that said INC at foobarradio.com, which has now been changed to hump at foobarradio.com. I'm vexed right now.
You're vexed. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, Dad, do get in touch. I would have got in touch. About humidity with my hair, but I've had a Brazilian, so now it's all good.
Really?
Yeah.
No, apparently, you can now do Brazilians to your hair.
Yeah.
It's always been
no
to your
frizz.
Hair.
Do you mean to your top hair? Like
no frizz.
Your head hair.
I've had Brazilian on my hair. Hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It was a blow dry, but it means they put something on, it never gets frizzy. No more frizzy hair for me.
Fair play.
For how long?
For 2 months. I'll be prime Sarah de Bunda, no frizz.
Say, for instance, you know, a month and 28 days in. What are they counting as a month? Is it 28 days or 31?
I didn't ask that, sure. Should have got my money back,
checked. Because there's a whole 6 days at stake there.
Aren't you Italian as well?
Yes.
So, and European Italian people tend to have frizzy hair.
Yes.
So I understand your issue. I understand your pain.
Thank you.
So I know how much this means to you to have
it's
had
really
it.
Nice. Yeah. And thanks all for noticing, guys. I really appreciated it.
We literally went out for lunch and we were just talking. Have you noticed something about Natalie's hair? It looks lovely.
Did you not notice what I did to my hair?
You brushed it?
No. Brushed it.
Can I have a look?
Exactly. This
side?
Thing goes two ways, Nat. You missed your chance. Is what I'm saying.
Did you colour it?
I'm not saying. You should know.
I love it.
Cool. Okay. You get some. You can claw some points back for that.
What did he do?
I did nothing.
Oh, okay.
But you didn't know. But you didn't
great.
Know.
I know.
That's the thing.
Because
she
you're
noticed
so stylish.
Nothing had changed.
Yeah. True. Thank you. So I did notice. You look wonderful.
Thanks. I'm wearing a very fetching orange hoodie today. Let's get our guest presenter in, man, because the kind of tension is killing me
right now.
Yeah.
Odd.
But before that, let's get into another one of his songs.
Okay.
Sun's coming up now. Cab about to touch down. Know the host had enough now.
Rob, get the fuck out! Never calm me down. A disastrous full-time father now. Track down, hanging round with a nasty crowd. Sick bastards partying after hours. One port shift, one is collapsing now. Two sucking on balloons like a backwards clown. Where the hell am I now? That's my town. Sun's up, shades on, and I'm back around. I'm so annoying, won't stop bugging you. Couldn't give a shit where you're from, I'm a Londoner. What's that mean? That means I'm better than you. Where's Mark at? Sainsbury's getting some food. Wait, how is that open with families and kids in it? It's the morning right after a school night, idiot. This ain't no place for my face, gotta get out. Fam, stop chirps and the chick, get the check out. Cool, let me fill my lungs and get my head right. Still feel the rhythm of the drums. I'm a red eye. Fuck man, pick up on tinnitus. Why are them kids waving at us on the minibus? Broke the zip on my coat and I'm chapping. Wanna go back to that gap I left my hat in. Watching these cats on their route to work. Who's she in that blue suit? A nurse? Bruh, I don't think she wanna hear your talk. So clear, don't even go near, just warm. Can't we just kip in the back of the whip? Yo Nick, get the skins and roll that shit.
If we're so blessed, like an hour ago, chucking out, ducking out, hey now I'm on road. Who's gonna lead me? An hour ago, chucking out, ducking out, hey, now I'm on road. And who's gonna lead me? Do you even need me? Hey, hey, hey.
Oi, not the spot to reflect and crotch. When's the last time that you checked your watch? One shot before I got bent off scotch and rubbed my old torch up against the slush. Jason, still got a raging horn. Hey, Raymond, ain't this the day you're born? That was last week, you're a prick and you missed it. Anyone want one of these Turkish biscuits? Nah, man, my mouth's all... Try and drink some water, fuck that bruv. Told you before I'm a man to the core. And I'm in till I got both hands on the floor. I'm stuck in it, trucking it. Call me fam, a whip bread. Nah mate, I'm just gonna call you a dickhead.
Rear, look at his hair.
Where?
What, which bread? Hey, wait a bit, yeah, gonna have a piss there.
Do you think chicks still give a fuck about us? Of course they do, I'm mad hot in these trousers. Damon, what's the matter with you? Fuck my suede up, splash back on my shoe. That's cute, look at us all stuck in the high life. Nah Dame, you ain't gotta give me a high five. Unless you got wet wipes and I doubt that. Bounce that any old Morricone soundtrack.
If we're so blessed like an hour ago, chucking out, ducking out, hey, now I'm on road. And who's gonna lead me? Do you even need me? Hey, hey, hey. If we're so blessed like an hour ago, chucking out, ducking out, hey, now I'm on road. And who's gonna lead me? Do you even need me? Hey, hey, hey.
Sunshine burning up, got my shades on. L-shade running up, got my blaze on. And my brain fucking up like it's made wrong. In the background, still hear the same song. But the pain's gone. The pain's gone.
That's enough now, bro. Get the fuck out.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, man.
It's just Doc Brown.
It's just me featuring me.
Ducking out.
Yeah. Like, I rapped on it and I sang on it. Because I always loved that Drake lyric where he says,
every song sound like Drake featuring Drake.
Mm.
I brought some Prosecco, but there's no glasses.
There is.
We just swig it from the bottle here.
Yeah. Right, cool. I just thought, you know, it's a celebration, Breeches.
It is. It is indeed, because the album is out on Friday.
Yes.
And
Friday,
you being,
more like.
Yeah, Friday, exactly.
Friday.
And you being just a long-time friend of FUBAR.
Yes.
We thought there was nothing better than for you to come back.
Former presenter.
Exactly.
No, guest. What was I? Co-host?
Yes.
I was a co-host.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't a presenter.
Or presenter. No, you were.
No, I wasn't a presenter because I can't press the buttons and I don't like leading on a show. I get nervous when the music stops and then...
you have to do something.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
You have to talk.
Yeah, I don't mind that when I'm doing stand up and whatnot, but in this radio station I always think I should be pressing something or something technical is going to happen.
Yeah. Mm. I've followed your lead with that. I haven't learnt to press a damn thing since I got here.
I think I asked you this once before, but like I'd sensed when I met you were a bit like me in that you might have been in a studio making songs for like 10 years, 20 years, and you still don't even know how to flip and turn a board on or like.
Bro, I can't, once the tune stops, that's it. I can't, if the engineer's not in the room and he hasn't taught me how to start the tune again the beginning, I get to listen to it once.
Sometimes sometimes I get a little bit brave, like when he goes to make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I think like, yeah, let me just hear what man put down.
Yeah, exactly. End up deleting the whole fucking song.
And then he comes back, he's like, what the fuck you done? I was like, I don't know, bro.
The whole thing. I was in the studio yesterday and had to wait for the engineer to come out of the shower before I started the song again because I didn't know. No, in fact, just before I recorded one extra bit because I didn't know if I press record, is it on like the wrong channel? And will I record over something that we've already recorded? So,
yeah, sure. That's so
I was prang. And I just had to keep singing the idea over and over in my head so I didn't forget it until the engineer came out.
When you run out of bars, bro, that's where you stop.
When the fun stops, stop.
But speaking of fun, we're about to get Abby's brought in her own glasses. Well. She's like, I'm going to get some of that action.
She's not.
What is behind the name Stemmer then? For those that don't know, that's the title of the album.
Yeah, it was one of them weird moments of what you call it, serendipity.
Yep.
I was like umming and ahhing about names for the album, and I was thinking because that photo on the front cover. Randomly, like it's actually an old family photo, and randomly, my sister had used it for an essay that she wrote.
Right,
and the title of the essay was "Family, a very violent event." And I like the title, "A Violent Event," but then I thought that's too much. Like, if she's got the photo in her essay, and I've got it as a cover of my album, so I was umming and ahhing around like for a title, and then I was reading this thing. It was like a thing about history of London. And the word popped up and I never heard it before. So I always, you know, like always just select the word and then see what it means. And it's like a Roman word. It's an old Latin word that means like genealogy of a family tree.
Right.
And I was like, this shit is perfect because the whole album it's kind of laying out like how human beings behave, myself and all human beings sort of questioning the decisions that we make, especially the bad decisions, and just sort of ruminating on whether or not it's something that's totally individually us, or if it's like a sins of the father thing, or if it's like behavioral traits that you've learned mixed in with your environment. Just what are the reasons that we do the dumb shit that we do? That's basically the whole album. Like, I'm just ruminating on that in every song in a slightly different way. And the deeper I got into it, the more it became a little bit like therapy, you know. So I started thinking about things I'd learned from my own family, things I'm teaching my kids and shit that I've learned along the way, combined with conversations I was having with all sorts of people at the time trying to get inspiration for concepts of songs. And I just thought Stemmer, the fact that it means first and foremost the genealogy, like how one thing connects to another, I loved that. And then when I looked at, you know, how they have the secondary definitions in the dictionary,
of course.
The secondary definition was how transcripts, words and diagrams can link together, and I thought in rap terms that's dope as well, so I just went with it.
Right.
Plus I also thought, like, fucking you Google Doc Brown, you're gonna get a bunch of shit that's not me. So now if you Google Doc Brown and Stemmer, you'll only get me. Do you know what I mean? I finally stumbled across something that's not completely and utterly like universal. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's got it rolls off the tongue as well, the title.
I like it.
Mm.
Stemmer.
You're going to have to whisper it every time you say it now, Harley.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having
indeed,
me.
Indeed, yeah. We've all got glasses of Prosecco.
Sit on your glasses. Man.
Thanks, courtesy cheers. Of Dot Brown.
Absolute pleasure.
Cheers.
Prosecco.
I feel bad now. We should have got you an album release present. Well, I've just given you some Mike and Ikes.
Mm. Yeah, I love Mike and Ikes.
Yeah, you've got a handful of Mike and Ikes, and we got Prosecco, so you're welcome.
You ever had hot tamales? It's another American snack. Similar, it's like sort of texture to Mike and Ike's, but like twice the size. Each one's twice the size, and they're bright red, and they're like a hot, spicy cinnamon
flavor. I like the
sound of that.
Banging. Sort of.
Yeah, they sound
banging.
Nice.
Yeah, cut a little bit aniseed, mainly like hot cinnamon. I don't know like how to describe it.
Can you remember like
cinnamon.
Fireballs?
The yeah, like yeah, exactly fireballs. Like that. Yeah, like that. Like that. Yeah, yeah.
That's what
like
I was thinking.
Chewy,
yeah.
Hot tamales.
No, they got like
they're
the hard.
They're like
oh right, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, the fireballs.
Fireballs,
he's
fireballs
about.
Are
they're
hard.
Hard
but yeah.
Hot tamales. They're like hot, spicy jelly beans.
Mm.
Massive.
Fucking hell.
American
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they sound
like a ride.
Do you remember like do you remember Nerds and Dweebs?
Oh, Nerds.
Yeah, yeah.
Nerds,
Nerds,
man. Nerds.
I've got a pack of Nerds.
Different compartments. Yeah, compartmentalised yeah, suites. They taught you organisation.
But the thing is,
and they tasted delicious.
Really excited. That's what made me gas to have a packet of Nerds was the fact that they're different little compartments.
Yeah, yeah, what styly were you? Did you start on one compartment and finish it, or did you mix them up sometimes?
I used to rip the centre part ends
Maverick.
Out and then mix
proper.
Them all into one. Yeah,
that is a
man, that's crazy.
There was no stopping me. I was a loose cannon. I was.
Natalie's shaking her head emphatically. She doesn't remember Dweebs or Nerds.
I've never had them.
I don't remember Dweebs.
Nerds are like really
they were,
crunchy,
they were nerds
tiny
before
little.
They were nerds.
Chunks of candy.
I want some though now.
But Nat has never had. Do you know Nat has never eaten candy floss before?
Yep. Natalie's never had a Jamaican patty.
What?
What? You've never had candy floss.
I never
or a
had
packet.
That drink until recently.
Oh yeah, what Guinness. Drink? I bought Guinness Punch.
Guinness Punch.
Oh, yeah. No, the one you always have on the bottle.
Snapple.
Never had.
She'd
that.
Never had
oh,
Snapple.
Snapple.
Yeah. You come to turn up a lot, don't you?
What's that?
You come to turn up a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I don't like. You know, I always think if there's more than like a couple people in a room, you shouldn't like come in empty-handed. Like, come with some shit that everybody can share. That's the way I see it.
That was a rule, a law.
Yeah.
If you're in a room with more than two people, you have to drink.
That's why. No, I'm not going to say that because that shouldn't have happened yet. That's in the future.
I think we can admit that we. It's our second show today.
Yeah. All right. So basically, a confession is we have the next show after today's will be on the 24th next week's show is pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
We've already done it.
Done
yeah
it.
And it was and
but
I'm
it's a good
confused.
Show we did some football predictions
yeah.
in there.
I smashed those. Do you know
yes.
Crystal Palace are going to win by 10 goals? Who are they playing?
United.
Yeah.
Being
yeah.
United. Natalie's prediction yeah. for the Palace Man United game. Palace are away as well, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. 10-0 Palace.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
I predicted 3-2 to Palace and Big Sam to drink a pint of gravy at the end of the game.
That could also happen. Also well, so wait, why aren't you doing a live show next week?
Because I'm away.
I'm away.
Oh. And Natalie's away.
It turns out Harley is away.
And you don't
as
trust
well.
Reese and Harley. Oh
no,
right, you don't trust Reese on his own.
Just
yeah,
and a bunch of cardboard cutouts. Yeah, fair enough.
Imagine just Reese on his ones.
That would be amazing.
I feel like I could probably film 2 hours.
I'd love
shit.
To listen to that.
I actually would. Oh, yeah, I would listen.
No
to
producer, anything.
Let's
just
do
Reese.
That 1 week. Let's just not.
Just a stream of consciousness from Reese.
Facts.
Anything you're thinking, just say it.
No music.
No, you don't want to delve into my mind, honestly. It's a dark
no,
place.
Like,
there's no return.
Only like no music apart from like Tubular Bells, and just Reese.
Incidental music only.
I like that he'd be playing the games by himself, getting annoyed.
It'd be incredible.
Yeah.
A bit of Tame Impala.
Just in tears.
Have we got more games
in a corner?
Have we got more games?
Yeah. Course
of
we
course,
have.
You've got the traditional 2 games, 7 questions apiece.
Yeah,
I love it.
But you know, the most important thing is this is a listening party.
Yes.
We've got music, we've got alcohol, we've got the man himself here. So let's get into another song.
Ooh.
This is featuring Luke Skies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Speak!
I haven't got a speech, then plan words. I didn't even try to. I just knew I had to get here, to stand here, and I knew I wanted you to listen. To really listen, not just pull a face like you're listening, like you do the rest of the time. A face like you're feeling instead of processing. You pull a face and poke it towards the stage, and we la-dee-da, we sing and dance and tumble around, and all you see up here, it's not people. You don't see people up here, it's all fodder.
And the faker the fuller is, the more you love it. Because fake fuller is the only thing that works anymore. Fake fuller is all that we can stomach.
Bruv, you know I had to drop back in. Had enough of not rapping. Had enough of all these pop rap kings. Cause the crowns don't fit and they sound so shit. I've been doing this since 2000 and won't switch. Funny how I now write jokes for a living when the biggest clowns are straight faced and bar spitting. Catting flows like it's alright to bite. You ain't originators, you're an overnight limelight. Me and Loose Guys, we were on the corner battlers. Open mic rattlers, crapper rapper batterers. We were just two dudes doing what we used to. Rapping for the fuck of it, way before YouTube. Predating MySpace, rap wasn't a nice place. Nah, you must be high, mate. Fuck up out of my face, you ain't reppin' Jack, eh? I'm London, from before it all became a big organic cafe. Plus I'm unashamedly old school. I ain't trying to make some shit for the kids. Like some old fool, all up in the midst of a midlife crisis. I write this for the dying breed that I vibe with. Pioneers of this thing of ours, it's a culture. If we had nothing, we'd still be spitting bars. Of course it hurts that I never had a hit. That I rapped for 10 years and made nothing out of it. And yeah, I was tempted to go pop and switch. I just couldn't handle being anybody's bitch. Still my own boss. No, I don't floss, though I'd like to. Who knows, maybe I might do. But I'll never ever compromise the art form. Rap made me, and there's something that I can't ignore. It's too pure, sure, keep raping it, keep taking it. I'll just keep on elevating it. Trends come, trends go like days. Don't get yourself gassed, you're a phase. Came in the game, energized, entire empires crash and burn, look and learn. I said trends come, trends go like days. Don't get yourself gassed, you're a phase. Came in the game, energized, then tired. Empires crash and burn, look and learn.
Listen, at times I often feel like a Sasquatch mascot for a team nobody bats for. But hats off to the cats that's on my laptop, occupying four walls, the bass powder from your anthem. Right now I'm on this hunger strike. Ooh. And listeners know me as the wonder boy, that's unemployed, deploying weapons as color coordinoid. I mean coordinated, whatever, I'm ordinated as the half negroid, half Caucasoid water boy. But this ain't sounding funny, I'm drowning all your noise. I'm boning all your girls, I'm murdering all your boys. Your face is contorted due to my onslaughted. Crapped into 12 fragments that all got unsorted. Now you're a useless puzzle. Are you kids entertained? I guess kittens wanna play with strings. Metaphors paper thin. Paper don't beat rock. Rock does paper in. Gave me the detox. Lace a gem. I kinda shut this shit off entirely. Cause just thinking about I was fucking with my psyche. Like I put the time, money in the grind and rap. So me leaving this behind me is not likely. Why you'll find me high off psychedelics? Cause I'm a truth seeker. Sometimes the truth hurts. Sitting in your two-seater, knowing that you had your whole life served to you. Like pretty hors d'oeuvres, it works my nerves. Cause we came out the dirt, no handouts. A part of me wants to grab a mic and pull all these rappers' pants down. Expose your miniature boobs. You get love for spreading hate, and I get hate for telling the truth. How'd that work out? The gift or the curse now. But guess who started as kings? I mean that in every sense of the word now. And Doc Brown's doing his thing. The ground troops moving them in. Reoccupy what they burned down. Trends come, trends go like days. Don't get yourself gassed, you're a phase. Came in the game, energized, then tired. Empires crash and burn, look and learn. I said trends come, trends go like days. Don't get yourself gassed, you're a phase. Came in the game, energized, then tired. Empires crash and burn, look and learn.
It's only so much wonder we can bear. That's why when you find any wonder whatsoever, you dole it out in meager portions. And only then till it's augmented and packaged and pumped through 10,000 pre-assigned filters, till it's nothing more than a meaningless series of lights. And fuck you! Fuck you! That's what boys down to is fuck you! Fuck you for sitting there and slowly knitting things worse! Fuck you in the spotlight, the sanctimonious faces, and fuck you!
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Free. And we can't ever change, we can't be contained. Part of a saying is a chance to behave that we can't ever take. Asking in vain, spark to the brain, dart to the vein. Go hard like we're hardly to blame. Partly insane like a stalker's dance in the rain. And we don't give up. Whoa, whoa. Whatever you wanna do, wherever you wanna go, you know me, I can't say no. You plus me plus them, team. And anyone who wanna come and let off steam. Feel that, going home early. Kill that, gas that dude. That's that crew on the night that you get flashbacks to, like with a shrug, basically bruv, no break till we're done. And we can't stop now. Gonna rock out till we drop down. Spud or a slap to the bomb on it, chick with the tats on her arm.
on it. Sprinkling chat with a charm on it. Trying not to do nothing dumb, but can't promise. Sundown, sun up, come down, come up. Pied Piper with a mic. Oh, what's up? We can get with this or that. It's a toss up. Might hear sirens. Watch for the rosas. I'm on the kind of conga line, so get in and follow. We could do it all now and regret it tomorrow. Tonight, collectively, we're gonna act the utter fool. Oh, oh, I'm so corruptible. In your eye socket, liver than a rocket. Only a fiver in your pocket. Tonight, find a different kind of profit. Watch it, mind you don't fall behind a beat when I drop
and
it.
You can't lose, man.
When you're going out without any kind of plan, when you start off with nothing in your hand, go with the flow even when the flow is a sham. So simple when you don't give a damn. Got a long list of all the dumb I did that I'll probably do again in a bit.
Oh, I got that glint, man. I got that glint. All I ever need is a nod and a wink and a cold drink, bruv, I'm gone in a blink. Kinda like a junkie right on the brink, but I never gave a monkeys what you might think. Save the embarrassment for after. For the next few hours, let's make disaster. I'm like Alice with a bottle mark. Drink me, eat me, trust me, taste me, tease me. Take it easy, wavy, sleazy. Play me, treat me crazy, deeply. Take me, with you. Maybe a little sinning just to get us in the mood. I'm in it every minute, don't limit what we do. I wonder if I ever really did grow up at all. Corruptible.
And whatever we do tonight, it's nothing new. All these things, you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things, we wouldn't do when we drew the line. What? Such a fool.
Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands, if you're corruptible.
Right, yeah, right. Now, let me know. Are you out?
Right, down. All these things,
and whatever we do tonight,
it's nothing new.
All these things,
you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things,
we wouldn't do when we drew the line.
What? What's such a fool?
Raise your hands,
someone.
Raise your hands.
Corruptible.
Raise your hands if you like sweets.
We're so full of chewy sweets right now.
Can't even talk about
it.
Didn't really think this one through.
Well, Natalie's just provided us with birthday sweets.
Some bomb ass sweets.
Who's birthday bomb ass
sweets. Are we saying bomb ass sweets or bomb ass sweets?
I don't think you can say bomb ass at all. It's like
you shouldn't
ass.
Say it before
you have
food.
To kick ass, surely.
No, but say for instance you say it before food.
Oh, before it?
Yeah, say for instance, because earlier on you said like bomb ass cake. And I was like, is that bomb ass cake or bomb ass cake?
Oh, bomb ass cake. I see what you're saying.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Because Harley said
I was
it
taking
in that
an
video.
Issue with ass or ass.
Oh, right, the pronunciation.
Yeah, which is a totally
yeah.
different issue.
I'll
just
say
because
ass.
Bomb ass and kick ass, they're just such Americanisms.
American things you can't
I always feel
translate.
Weird saying ass
right.
at all within that.
Yeah,
no,
I hear
because
you.
We actually say ass in.
About what,
outside,
about
outside of London.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
The rest of the country.
Yeah, he's right.
Oh, yeah, there's those other places.
Yeah.
Oh, where yeah. All right, no, carry on.
Yeah, they actually say ass. So it's,
yeah,
it's
fair enough.
Kick you in your ass.
Do they say half in Manchester?
Half?
Do they say half?
I can't. My headphones aren't working.
Half.
I can't actually hear you.
Do they say half or half in Manchester?
Go half.
Half or half in Manchester?
Half.
So I swear there's some things in Manchester they don't do what I'd expect northern people to do with the
A
situation.
Yeah,
you know
well you say half like we say half. Well I don't say H, so I just say off. Like A-R-F, off.
Yeah, enough Londoners drop their H's.
Off. Like in half of this and that.
Yeah,
I mean.
yeah.
But yeah, you're right, that's a bit of a myth, like a problem.
It's an issue.
So I'm trying to figure out. What do Mancunians say? Half or half?
If you're Manc...
I think they say half.
Shout.
I think they say,
half.
I think they say half.
Half past six.
Yeah, I think that's what they say.
Half past six. Let me just get a fucking nasal and try and work it out.
Half past.
Fucking half past six. I don't think they say half. I think they say half. past six.
Half past six.
Half past.
The Scousers would say half past six.
Yeah, Scousers would say half.
Half past six.
Half. Or would they? Or would they though?
I think they would, yeah. Would they half past six.
You two did it so well, I'm just in awe. I'm not saying anything.
I fucking can't get over that Scouse rapper on that Gigs tune, man.
A-star.
He's
A-star.
Quality. Yo,
he's so sick.
He used to be called Twig Dog back in the day.
Really?
I'm so glad he changed his name.
Same.
What's his name?
A-star.
Yo,
he's so mad.
I have heard that gig song. I'm not going
to... it would be my dream. Like, if someone asked me, like, one day, would there be, like, a Scouse gangster rapper? Yeah. And I'd be like, I would love that to happen. And if they said, like... were that to happen, what words would you wish he'd choose? I'd say, well, in a dream world, he'd reference like having a tech, but that'd be only in a dream world. Do you know what I'm saying? And then the first time I hear my man, he's talking about getting the tech. I was like, oh my God. I love that tune so much, bro.
The crunchy C or K, crunchy Scouse C or K. I always thought that was a myth until I heard a Scouser guy say it to me.
No, it's real.
It was incredible.
It's real.
It was incredible. It is sweltering in here.
And my headphones don't work.
I think the heat has just melted the cables.
But the thing is, other people have got problems, and you know, we are hump day helpers, so we do help people.
Can you help me? I've got no headphones.
Oh yeah, of course. In due course though, my dear. All in due course.
So crack into a cat, weren't it? Sasha in Wood Green holds up my ends. Old ends. Hey Reese, Michael, Harley, Bunda, Doc.
Yes, she included everyone.
Yeah. I've got a problem.
Who's Bunda?
Sarah Bunda.
She's got so many nicknames.
In there.
I can't keep up.
In there.
Okay.
I got a problem. I don't like giving my boyfriend blowjobs. I've never had an issue with oral sex before, and I love giving to my old boy, but this one does nothing for me. Oh. I love having sex with him, but I find his dick tastes a bit bland, and I don't like it. My old boyfriend's one tasted fruity, and I found it quite delicious. It was like having a fruit salad for dinner every night. How do I tell him this sitch? And will he break up with me? Do you think it's a deal breaker?
No, not at all. Surely she's... is she not in one of the luckier areas of head givers? Because, I can only imagine if I was to give head to a man, like... I would dream of bland. Bland would be, like, what I'm heading for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not looking for flavour. Just keep it as indifferent as possible.
Just like you're sucking a bit of arm.
Yeah.
This
just tastes like wrist. That's just like wrist. This is fine.
Wrist.
Amazing.
I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be a deal breaker, but just don't say the part where you like used to love sucking your old boyfriend's dick that tasted delicious. Delicious.
Fruit salad. That's
Nice. The fruity description.
Nice.
Is that the semen or is that the penis itself?
I think it's the penis. I must have told you about the time that I met that Swedish girl who told me that she likes to taste all the different sperms and compare them.
All of them.
That was word for word what she said. That's what she said. I like to taste all the sperms and compare the flavour.
What were they flavoured like?
She said someone's tasted like pancakes, but normally it tastes quite savoury.
Yeah, savoury.
Mm.
Well, I mean, it smells to me like it might be salty. Have you ever passed that bush?
We all know it's like salty.
Trees do sometimes.
Yeah, there's like a bush that I've passed in London. I don't mean this as a reference to women's privates. I mean actual like bushes. Like I've passed bushes in my life. Yeah. Probably since I was jerking off, so like since whatever, like 11, 12, I've passed bushes that smell like jizz.
Yeah, no, it's the trees.
Am
as
I
well.
Alone with that?
I can honestly say.
Don't, seriously,
even,
you go to
there's
sorry.
A bush somewhere.
No,
you're
seriously.
Talking about like actual bushes.
No,
yeah,
trees
not,
as
I
well.
I don't mean it as a euphemism at all.
Yeah,
I'm talking
yeah.
about actual bushes.
Like
I've passed
shrubbery.
Bushes. Yeah, shrubbery.
Mate, I can't believe that someone
like
else. I that there's someone else in the planet.
And I don't
that
know
has
how. I've
same.
Never known how to express it because normally I like might be with a man there and I just fall in.
Look, can you smell cum, guys?
Swear down, yeah. Fam, hear me out.
What you're saying to Sasha, though, I think being a female in the room, just point that out.
Yeah,
it's actually that's not that weird what she's saying, and that not all penises are the same.
No.
So it's okay if you really like one and maybe the other one isn't for you. But I don't think it would be a deal breaker. I think
it's not a deal breaker because it doesn't taste horrible. It's a, she's indifferent.
No, but she doesn't like
it. Bland. If she tells
she doesn't,
him.
No, she says, I don't like giving my boyfriend a blowjob.
A bit bland and I don't like it. That doesn't sound like
she doesn't
it
do
tastes
it.
Like shit and I hate it.
Yeah,
a
yeah.
bit bland and I don't like bland. It. It feels like I can work through it.
If he like if he you could don't coat like the, it. If you don't something. Like the flavour, jerk him off first. Do you get it?
Hey.
First ding.
I mean, it depends how much you like this guy.
If he's cool, then it won't be a deal breaker, I don't think. Oh, really? Would that be a deal breaker for you?
No.
Just don't mention your ex, because I don't mention no one the wants ex. To hear, oh, you, my ex's dick tasted better than yours.
And I used to like giving blowjobs until I tasted your dick.
Until I tasted your dick.
Well, it wouldn't be a deal breaker for any of you, I think, would it? Some if a woman was to say, I really like having sex with you.
No, I mean, I'm not planning on staying friends with people forever anyway.
I wouldn't care.
Okay. No. It's still very cool.
Head's not a deal breaker.
Do you know what? Most women in my life don't give me head.
Most women in your life.
I do like it though.
it's a nice okay. little treat, you know what I mean? But yeah. it's not a deal breaker. If I went, I don't know, if when I was in school, if they suddenly said, okay, you can still have school dinners, but we're kind of taking away pudding, I wouldn't stop going to school. Actually, I'd look for any excuse to bump school. That was a bad example.
Well, you're okay, Sasha. Let's move on to someone else.
I think she's all right. I think she should keep it going. I think it's worth it. And, you know, if it's so bland.
Keep doing it, even though she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, if she doesn't
sometimes
want to.
Sometimes you have to
I'm
sacrifice
saying,
things for the ones
she
that you
really,
love.
If she really loves him, then maybe, like, maybe try and add something into the mix.
No,
do you
know
I mean? Like coat
do.
It in something. Not
yeah.
jerk,
something.
But
if she eats something nice
something
before,
sweet.
If she has a nice, like some Mike and Ike's
we'll get
before,
him to change his
it's
diet.
It's going
to
be like, oh, well, that might that
that's what I was going to say.
Bit of pineapple juice.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah. Loads of pineapple.
Makes your semen taste like pineapple.
Asparagus. Yeah.
No. Okay, well, there we go. Try the pineapple juice thing
yeah.
first.
Yeah. That's why I was asking if it was semen or his actual dick. Because
no,
that wouldn't that surely
dick.
That would just taste like skin.
Yeah,
how
not,
can you have a fruity tasting
that.
Dick?
She's not clear on that.
I'd be surprised.
That's not possible.
She's not clear on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on.
From Terry the mechanic.
I've just read this. It's amazing.
Afternoon. Is it okay to eat Vaseline? Asking for my friend. Thanks.
I genuinely have a friend called, I'm not going to name her. Actually, I have. Her name's Khadisha, and she eats Vicks Vapor Rub.
Wow.
Oh, what?
Eats it.
What
eats
do you mean
it
eats it?
Like, that's close
telling
to Vaseline.
You, and worse than Vaseline.
Isn't it?
So if you had, if like, had a gun in your head, you'd go for
I'd go for the Vass.
Vaseline over
100% okay. go for the Vass. Vapor like Rub's got like eucalyptus and
yo,
shit in it, and only koalas are meant to eat that.
Wow.
Vaseline
why is she eating
it?
She's been addicted to it since she was a kid.
Have you ever. I've going to ask that question. I was going to ask you a question relating to
have
the
I ever given
email.
Her head yeah. and tasted Vicks Vapor Rub? No.
I got halfway through that question, I was like, actually, this doesn't need to go out.
Imagine getting head off someone after they've eaten that.
Mm. Oh, that is a real issue here.
Isn't
with,
it?
With
wait,
your
what?
Friend.
Say that again. Getting head off someone is just eating Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh!
Bro. It'll be so. It'll be like using
just
that green flavour of what's that shampoo?
The unnoted trash.
Yeah, it'll be like that, but just on your dick. Oh, it's cold, but it's hot. The dance, this sense. Oh, it's this sensation.
Might be nice.
I don't know what to feel.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever put DP in your football shorts?
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
Mm. Horrific.
I don't think it'd be that bad.
I ate Play-Doh as a toddler.
Yeah, that was peng.
But the smell, it just makes you want
sweet.
To.
It's all right.
Sweet, bready. Yeah. Seemed right.
Yeah. Like a yeast
Jamaican household, it's stodge. Do you know what I mean?
Play-Doh, I think, well, they had to make Play-Doh somewhat edible because, like, kids are going to eat
Yeah,
air of it. Do you know what I mean?
They knew what they were
they
doing.
It's
doing.
Non-toxic.
Mm. It smelled so peng as well.
No,
it smelled like dessert.
In it.
So what should we tell Terry though? Like,
yo, carry on.
Yes, is it? It's actually got a laxative. Something in Vaseline.
Vaseline.
Yeah. So I don't.
Gasoline.
Think
it's got gas. Vaseline
well,
has
yeah.
gasoline
yeah.
in it.
For so
real.
I don't think it's necessarily safe to eat.
But yeah. Well.
And it also Vaseline actually dries your lips out over
what?
A long period of time. Not make moisten.
What does the exact
them.
Opposite of
yeah? So temporarily moisturise them, but it actually dries them out, which is why you're meant to get like honey.
beeswax stuff instead because it's better for you.
So do you reckon he's got like Terry's got mad dry insides?
Yeah, just some like sucking liver.
He's asking
and
for
shit.
His friend. He's not.
Oh yeah, of course
himself.
He is. Why is he even tempted? And why is he telling us he's a mechanic?
he's the mechanic.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's probably why. It's like Helen of Troy, Terry the mechanic.
Oh, no, do you know what? He's probably in the band Mike and the Mechanics, and he's just telling us which mechanic he is.
I'm the bass player. Come on, you know me.
Terry the mechanic.
Bom, bom, bom.
I wish I could have told you in the living years. Let's get into another song from the album.
Oh, yeah, I forgot why I was here.
That's why you're here. This actually features me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey. Fucking hell. This is embarrassing.
Shoulder, bro, I'm overtaking. I know I'm breaking all your hopes, and oh, it's so frustrating. Flow creating, though I'm making, yo, I'm close to caking. I know it's hard to be happy for me, but on this racetrack, face facts, got the kind of pace that's slicker than a pair of Ray-Bans in a Maybach. I don't just create raps, I live a life size, stepping fake crap. No, you hate that, take that.
No, he ain't Gary Barlow, I ain't Mark Owen, but so many rappers can't cope when we start flowing. But if I really should be rightfully mindful, cause my wave's big enough to rival titles. I think it's time for me to sink this shit. I run rings around your team on some Olympic shit. We came to mess with MCs making efforts to lead, mate, forget it, just relay the message.
Let's get it. I got this from here. Yeah, I got this from here. I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got this from here.
Yeah,
yeah. I got this from here.
Yeah,
I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton.
Yo, Nang sneaks when I step in like an athlete. Treat a studio session like a track meet. Can't catch me, no matter their gender. I'll clash any man or cast the semenya. Magic dropper, I'm not always a rapid jotter, but I could get ahead of Bolt like Harry Potter. You don't know how many wars I fought. I got such big balls, I reckon this is more like
yo,
sport.
Up in the 4x400s, bruv, I run this. Melt the souls of my Hirachis. I'm kamikaze, dictate a race like a Nazi. On a dark street, outrun your fleet with my crusty Jamaican feet. Hydroplaning in my lane, wind and rain, Michael glide right by you. Literally bring the pain when I skin, man. It costs more than skin deep. You jump out your skin, I'm casually skin deep. Believe me, I got this from here. Yeah, I got this from here. I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got this from here. Yeah, I got this from here. I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton. Shining like I'm on the jewelry heist. Pick it up and run with it. Doing stunts with it. You want it, then come get it. Bun tracks in the tag team. Can't catch me.
Gun clapping, still in fashion in my part of Hackney. Don't live the road life, but my bars are big tools. Big 4.5s to your starter pistols.
The clips full, but when the hammer gets pulled, it's just amazing. I'll beat the bullet to its destination. Never waiting.
They think they know what time it is. They only estimate it, but they know it's record breaking.
Hesitating in that millisecond's really gonna cost ya. Snooze, you lose, it gets proved when we cross the line over there.
Guess the time's coming near,
running scared,
proper fear,
but we got it from here. Brothers wouldn't know dope if they smoked it these days. DJ, everybody move on the relay. Hey. I got this from here. Yeah, I got this from here. I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got this from here. Yeah, I got this from here. I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got this from here. Yeah, I got this from here. I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got this from here. Yeah, I got this from here. I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton. Cheers.
Love that hook,
man. That was a good day. That reminds me of a
that
very
was a good day.
Day.
That was a good day. You know what I loved about it is that you totally bought into the way that I wanted to do the collabs on the album.
Right.
Because you know how precious some rappers get. Mm-hmm. Even some singers. I had some singers who were mad precious. I want to write with a dude like on the day with the musicians, with everybody. I don't know how you work, Harley, but like, you know, I just love that. Just to see what comes up, and if it's whack, it's whack. Like, do you know what I mean? But at least it's collaborative.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And like,
so instead of like sending a beat off to them,
yeah,
and then
it's just a bit,
to do it
it's a bit dead. Like, it can work. Mm. It can work, and sometimes someone will come like and it'll just amaze you with what they've got.
Yeah,
but it's just nice when you feel like, oh, we actually
did this. Like, sure, together, yeah. It was a moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we definitely had that that day.
Yeah, no, the tune definitely, the tune definitely created a snapshot of the experience. You know?
Mm. Where have you got it from, may I ask?
No,
at what point?
Yeah.
don't
know. Sometime back in the mid 90s, maybe?
Yeah, we just sort of did it like a relay, you know, like I've got it from here, I'll take it from here, I'll take it from here, I'll take it from here, you know what I mean?
Very good.
Yeah, good fun.
Sounded fun.
How long did the, from start to finish, how long did it take you to complete the album? As in, I suppose not necessarily the mixing and the mastering, but just like from when you wrote the first song to when you completed the last?
It was somewhere between 18 months and 2 years. So I was doing so many other things. It wasn't like I was just focused on the album for 2 years. But yeah, there was a moment when I was with The Last Skeptic. I was with Corin, The Last Skeptic. And you know, I was listening to all the stuff he was doing. He was doing so much cool stuff, like with gigs and with Trim and with you and with Jordan and with everybody. And like, I was listening to all this cool stuff, and I just suddenly, like, just, I felt the need for a beat. Like, there was something I wanted to write about, and I was like, send me some beats. And he was like, what, for real? And I got a zoot, and I went to Clissold Park, and I just like laid out in the sun. Amazing. And I just wrote some bars for the first time in like 10 years, you know. And I was like, oh, this feels amazing. And I went and recorded the song with him, and it was alright. It was nothing special, but it just gave me the bug.
Of course.
Yeah. And then from there, like all the fucked up, all the little shit that was happening to me that I always just avoid talking about when I'm doing my comedy, or that I don't really tap into when I'm acting and whatnot, I was just like, oh yeah, like this is where you can release that shit. And that really just got the vibe going. And then it was meeting with a producer called Cause. Shout out Alex Hayes.
Yeah, man, massive.
He properly, like, he pushed me. Like, when I was chatting to him about it, he was like, check this out. And he showed me some of the ideas that he had. And he was like, I'm going to push you to rap in a totally different way, you know? And the first couple of sessions I had with him, that's what really formulated the beginning of the album. So from that point until the end was probably about 18 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Quite a quick turnaround. I'd say.
I'd like, once I'm in the zone, I write mad fast, and like I'll get loads of ideas down. So that first session with Cause, we recorded 4 songs in the one session. You know what I mean? I think only one of them went onto the album, but like that's the pace I work at when I'm like, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm trying to force it, it's just, mate, I hate it. I know from the start it's gonna be an average song. I know. Because it's just not flowing.
Yeah.
So all the songs that are on there came out of sessions where it just sparked. Then the only exception to that rule is the one featuring Example, because it was so hard to get him in the studio when I wanted him there, because he was living in Australia.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the song, and then I thought it was on, then it wasn't, then it was on, then it wasn't. So in the end, I just recorded the song and just hoped that I could get hold of him when he was back in London, which I eventually did, thankfully. But that was the only one that wasn't, like, you know, part of like a proper organic moment.
That was brilliant. And your one of your main producers, who I recorded with as well,
Mikis.
Yeah. Just seeing the caliber of the people that you work with, because I remember coming up to the studio, and before we started the session, he was just saying goodbye to some kids that he was mentoring. For me, and I was like, this is a nice wholesome. Do you know what I mean?
I haven't walked
into a studio where there's like, you know, I don't know, like some, I don't know, just like just dude just smoking weed outside, for instance, a normal studio. It just seemed like really, really good things were coming from the studio. Are you quite careful to work with people that have the same kind of mindset as yourself?
Big time. Like I hate it when the vibe is dead. And that doesn't, like, I know, like, I'm a guy who like Reece said, I do like to sort of show up and turn up, but I don't mind at all if the studio is like, no, it's no smoking, no drinking, whatever. It's just a vibe. I just like to feel a vibe. If it's somewhere cool I can hang out, then I think, you know what, we're going to get something good done today. And if not, I always just, you know, I'll be polite, see what comes out of it, but I probably won't. Probably won't go back. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a mixture, isn't it? It's good people, somewhere where you can get a munch quite easily, an outside space so people can smoke, and just a willingness to experiment, I think, because there's something about
music, and particularly rap, you can hear self-consciousness in a vocal performance. You can hear it.
Yeah.
And as soon as you don't feel that as an artist, I think you can create like amazing things, things that it's just the vibe and you don't know why you like it. How many rap songs do you know, yeah, that you love, you rate them fully, like even on a lyrical level, and the lyrical flow or whatever, it's everything about it is so basic. Like so basic that you wouldn't even dream of writing it yourself. But there's a vibe, there's a realness, there's a lack of self-consciousness the song that makes you love it. I've got so many songs like that.
Do you know my main example, and it was the deadpan delivery of Guru from Gangsta that used to make me laugh. I was like, it doesn't even sound like this motherfucker's trying. Why do I like this song
basic.
So much?
Everything about his style was crazily basic, but it's bizarre. Seemed to work.
It worked, yeah.
Bizarre in D12 as well.
Yeah. Why does Bizarre's name always come up when we're together?
We were in Liverpool. I think it was Angus. Shout out Angus. Was it Angus? We were just smoking a fag outside the hotel.
No, the first time we were just talking about music, and this is like an example of stemmer and how things can kind of flow into other things and events and topics and that. And we organically landed on D12, and then I went, I wonder what Bizarre from D12 is doing now.
Right now.
Exactly.
Right
now. 24 hours later, we were on the road heading to another city, and we were talking about hip hop, and we were talking about something completely unrelated to D12. Mm. And Angus, who could not have heard the conversation we'd had the day before because he wasn't there, just went, I wonder what Bizarre from D12 is doing right now.
Fuck off.
Honestly. Like, there's no way he could have known that was said, but
I hope he found out, because I really want to know what Bizarre's doing now. I really need to.
It's become a mystery among us, man.
That tour was an extension of the vibe that I tried to create during the recording of the album. You know, it had a real feel to it where, you know, everybody I brought together, it's not like we was all as a group the tightest group of friends before that time. Do you know what I mean? So there's always a risk in that, because you got to sort of live in each other's pockets and whatnot. But the way it went is, it's unforgettable to me. Like, I'll always hold that dear. And one of the reasons I'm so excited about getting the album out on Friday is because I know I'm not going to do numbers like the guys that are like absolutely killing it right now. I'm not going to do J Hus numbers. I'm not going to do Skepta numbers. I'm not going to do Stormzy numbers, Giggs numbers. But at the same time, I want to be able to get back out on tour again at the end of the year and do what we did in March and April to a crowd that like loved the album.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? Absolutely. Like that. And that's literally all I want.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Because I don't even want to compete with these guys. Like, what they're doing is unreal. And like, in the old days, if there was any one of my peer group who was doing what they're doing, I'd have been furious. I wouldn't have been able to sleep. I'd have been absolutely furious. But taking a decade out of the game and moving into a completely different world of entertainment and show business and coming back, I've just got a totally different view on rap. Yeah, like, I'm such a fan now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm such a fan of everybody.
Yeah.
I'm just literally putting... I'm like that dude who's come to the dinner and there's enough food there, but I've still bought a little cheesecake. I'm like, here's my little... Bro, I don't know if anyone's still hungry. Like, a little cheesecake there, a little Waitrose thing. You know what I mean? It's just there.
You're at a comfortable level now where it's not... You're right, you don't have to compete anymore.
Yeah, and that's
because you're good. Like, do you know what I mean? You're comfortable, so... There is basically that anything that you gain from rapping is now extra, if you like.
And that's why I'm not talking about other rappers or anything on the album, you know. Like, when I listen back to my old mixtapes and stuff like that, and I'm always calling out, and I always like listen to bars and I think, I remember who that bar was for.
No one
else will know, but that bar was for a man. I was calling out a man. On this album, it's just none of that, man. It's just, you know, I'm looking at myself and I'm trying to reflect the conversations that I'm having with my boys, largely. Mm-hmm. Like, the shit we talk about, like, when we're just getting drunk or just getting high and just hanging out, when it gets deep, that's what almost all the songs are about.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them will sound like they're directly from my perspective, and that some of them are, and others are actually completely like other people's stories, but told in the first person. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's get back, because we are the biggest challenge we face on today's show is to get through the entirety of Stemma, your album, which is out on Friday. So let's go straight into Papillon, which is one of the deeper songs on the album for me,
and one of my favorites,
and one of my favorites as well. I listen to this every single night on tour. So this is this. Yeah, we're just plowing through Stemma, and this is Papillon by Doc Brown.
Trying to pretend I'm on it, far from it. Cheek on the toilet seat, knees in a pool of vomit. Supersonic flashback on stage, did I rock it? Is my brain molded from the same stuff as Wallace and Gromit? Can I write a sonnet lovelier than any summer's day? Or will it always be grey with any pen, any page? Ever been any stage in life lacking mistakes? Or is this just the way I'm arranged and I'll never change? I'm facing a different way, trying hard to be the same as him, her and you who never show any pain. But maybe they're just pushing it down, deep repression. Maybe it's all gonna spill out in deep possession, see aggression as release. Then again, it's a defeat if I could never seem to control this head of steam. I got demons in my dreams I could always seem to shake. Now it's like they're made flesh and I see them when I wake. Wake, 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 wake. A thick smelling cloud of shit follows me round. Call me Pigpen, time's overbearing like Big Ben. Let me be your sick friend. We could slip into the night unnoticed, quite unfocused. Slide like roaches, hide behind sofas. If you ain't ready for the world, you might know this. You might recognize the patterns of behavior, fraternizing with the darker side of your nature. Walking through the graveyard with broken hopes are scattered in decline, and over time are made hard. Stay scarred from mistakes of the past, but the big clock won't stop, still stays fast. Can you break the chain? Hey, can you take what remains? Hey, can you pick up the pieces of all the bits that you needed and separate all the shit that you hate or even delete it? I'm
waiting on a moment to change.
Papillon. Going mad in this vacuum, curled up in a cocoon, but ain't getting out anytime soon. Made my own purgatory, trying to work a story. Seeing all these words before me, turn them into verses. Surely, sell the rights to my life, treat my pain like a product. 2 p.m, bruv, I'm not up. Curtains are closed on my eyes and my windows.
Where the hell you been, bro?
Up to other things, though. I ain't been busy in a year. Matter of fact, I ain't been anything but dizzy and unclear. My thoughts have turned sinister. Nothing's going linear. Advice in my ears sounds tinnier and tinnier. Spark another cigarette, trying to ignore the lump in my throat and the oncoming choke. Watch the smoke rings as they rise and disintegrate. Metaphor for my life, I just seen it late. Late, 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 late. You ever get bored of yourself? Hermit crab who gets bored of a shelf? Where do you go when you hate what you look like? Never had a good night's sleep, feeling shook like something ominous is gonna push me in a corner, sort of catch me up like karma drama. Listen to me, I warned you, but you never heed my words. See it hurts, and now you won't know what it is to be as free as birds. I'm the cage that enslaves you, keeps your neck in a noose. I'm the one who knows you better than you. Look to the horizon, see that fog? That's me, old man, you can call me the black dog. And when I'm back knocking on your door, you should peep out. Scream at the top of your lungs,
fuck it, keep out.
Scream loud as you wanna, but I feed off a sorry little bitch. I'ma return tomorrow while you're
waiting on a moment to change.
Papillon.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
it don't suit me, I'm a fully grown man. I'ma put it down for the grown-ups. Showing up, you ain't really 21 no more. Own up. Grew up playing the hip-hop. It was the soundtrack for hanging outside the chip shop. But it's not the same, it's all changed today. I see a whole different frame in my brain. Got an itch to switch and can't stick to a format. I ain't even sure that my vibe is all rap. And you might have clocked, I ain't all black. Got a little white in me screaming, we're the hardcore rap. Take a sniff of the riff and see the drums even more bang out. And I'm about to let it all hang out. Stage dive, mate, flying to the mosh pit. Got kids higher than pilots in cockpits. Watch this, you'll see me regress. Rip off the t-shirt, bust the bare chest. Music got me acting foolish in my old age. Hit the dance floor, shut down the whole rave. Could it be I put my hoodie back on? Got a child's heart, I can feel in the song. Yeah, I know it's not big, it's not clever, but you can kiss my ass, I'm doing this forever.
So many people with different opinions of how we should live. Opinions are like assholes, cause everyone's got those, so here's how we is. Yeah. I'm doing this forever. Yeah. I'm doing this forever. Yeah. I'm doing this forever.
Drunk up, shirtless, penniless, broke. No job prospects and hopeless, a joke. Bastard, bastard, waste man, flunky. Call me all of that, but not a rapper could touch me. Trust me, must be a product of the 80s. Brought by the greatest, yours ain't the same as this. See, I got a sound with a twist, cause I'm brown like Bobby, but rock like Ozzy. Maybe too old to be doing this for a hobby, but you'll find it probably problematic to stop me. Hockey, watch me, up the flow, timeless. Might just find my grandkids rewind this. So long after I'm gone, I'm still here. So right now, there's no need to feel fear. Break out the beers, for worse or for better. Roll on the years, I'm doing this forever.
You can have your shout about it, but this room is overcrowded. There's a chance you won't be heard, and I might ignore every word. Let me have my second childhood. Right now to me it sounds good. Return like Cinderella. I can do this shit forever. So many people with different opinions of how we should live. Opinions are like assholes, cause everyone's got those, so here's how we.
Yeah, that's Forever by Doc Brown, who
Matt
has
Wills
joined us.
On the vocals.
And Matt Wills, who in the future is going to be joining us on this very show.
That next. Kid's going to be huge, man.
Yeah, I predict he might wear
Ever.
Pink.
Ever!
Salmon, I believe.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm seeing salmon. But we're ploughing through the Stemma album right now, and Doc Brown joins us in the studio. But we've got a very pressing issue that we just need to kind of get through before we carry on talking to our friend Doc Brown. We've got, obviously, you all may have heard that Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, has considered running for the U.S. presidency sometime in the future, perhaps 2020, perhaps as early as 2020. So me being me, you know, I like to challenge myself to get, you know, big guests on the show. We've had Ja Rule on last week or the week before.
I don't know how you reached them.
I have no idea how I did it myself, but lo and behold, we've managed to get The Rock on the phone. Damn. So Firstly, thank you for joining us on FUBAR. You're a man with a couple of names, so I'm just going to be professional and call you Dwayne.
You go, girl.
I'm actually a guy.
Seeing as The Rock was not done speaking, you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Yeah, I'm not your enemy, man. I'm just I'm sorry for calling you Dwayne if this is what you're pissed about. I was just saying I'm definitely a guy.
And run your mouth.
I'm not running my mouth. Whatever. So I hear you plan to run for president of the US in future. You're not a fan of the current POTUS, Donald Trump, and we know that now. But at one point during his campaign, he asked you for an endorsement and you declined. I'm interested to know what the conversation was like. How did it go down?
It doesn't matter!
Come on, like, please tell us how the conversation went. I'll be Donald Trump, and you can be you, whoever you were that day. So I'm Donald Trump.
Hey, Dwayne, I'm a big fan, so I figured I'd ask you for an endorsement.
Then The Rock figured he'd take his $600 shoe off, turn it sideways, and stick it straight up your candy ass.
I love you, man. That's
so I guess you were The Rock that day, and Trump didn't help himself by calling you Dwayne on Dwayne's day off, or by being a racist, self-proclaimed pussy grabber.
How dare you? How dare you?
His words. His dare yo, you? Yo, yo, how yo.
He's having a
his
stroke.
Words. Yeah. His words, not mine. That's what self-proclaimed means.
I get it.
Yes, so don't act surprised when I say pussy then. Nothing I can do if you don't like that word. I'm not a fucking hypnotherapist.
But what you are is a Kung Pao bitch.
Wow.
You need to chill out, seriously. All right, let's move on. You publicly voiced your disapproval of Trump's proposed Muslim travel ban. If you became president, is there any reason you'd ban somebody from entering the United States?
What was that?
If you smell.
If you smell.
Yeah. Okay, so when you're not being aggressive for no reason, you're just going to be immature. I can see that. So I think we're just going to leave it here.
Go back to whatever it is you were doing and get lost.
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah, I used to be a fan, but I can't lie. I've just kind of got mixed feelings towards you now because of your attitude. And frankly, I'm glad this interview's over. And we're going to wrap this interview up and play a game now, so...
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
He's not wrong there.
Yeah, fuck you, Dwayne.
You smell!
Shit.
He must have listened to our show before. He knows about the games.
He does.
Yeah. Bit of a challenge he was.
Isn't it?
Like, he knows about character. The FUBAR banter.
Thank you anyway, Dwayne.
We still had him on, so that's good. It's a good guess.
Exactly. Challenge completed.
When Natalie said to me before the show, we've got another surprise guest coming on, I got relatively excited. I thought, you know, Doc might be bringing in someone else, that one of the other members who's on the album. That'd be quite cool. But I was never expecting that.
I went above and beyond the Call of Duty.
The magnitude of The Rock.
Have you ever met Dwayne Johnson?
I haven't. Apparently he's one of the nicest interviewees out there.
Mm.
So I don't know how representative. You must have caught him on a bad day there.
I think so. He was definitely The Rock. I was saying earlier on in the show that I hoped he would be Dwayne Johnson rather than The Rock.
Well, what,
The Rock's
got the
famously
rock. What time is
cocky.
It in America?
You might have just rang him in the middle of the night.
When he was being The Rock.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe we'll chat to him another time closer to the US election. Mm. And he'll be in higher spirits. But in the meantime, let's get into some
game.
More. Yeah, can we play
a game? Do you want to do a game?
Yeah, man. Okay. I think we need a bit of fun after that.
What okay, so. Doc Brown.
Yes.
Inspired by your song Lights Out featuring Example.
Yes.
We have compiled 7 light related clips.
Hmm.
All you have to do is not cheat, Reese. All you have to do is tell me what's a clip. So as always, get your pen and paper. There's 7 clips.
Yep.
You know the drill.
Where are the clips from?
I can't tell you. You just have to hear the clips and tell me what's the light. What's going on in the clip is what I need you to tell me.
What's going
so
on?
So there's something light related going
related
on in every
to
clip.
Lights, okay.
Right.
So let's play a game of
All of the Lights.
Love that
all
song.
The lights, okay. So let's start with clip number 1, All the Lights.
Okay, that's an easy one.
Yeah? Okay, here we go. Lights number two. It's really so easy.
What was that?
Have you got something for that?
Yeah.
That's not a light. That's not.
That's a light. I can tell you that's a light. Right? That's
isn't
a light.
Think what? Isn't that the backing up track warning for so, for blind
so,
people?
So what light will it be?
What
then?
Light is it? It's a light. So, I have to move. Oh, I'll
one
come
more time?
Back to this.
No.
Oh, okay. Harley knows.
What's
this.
It doing?
Beeping.
Yeah, but no, but like, what's the vehicle doing?
Reversing.
Yeah, so if it is and it's dark, yeah.
Oh, right, okay,
yeah,
cool, yeah.
Put something down. Okay, here we go with number three.
One
look
more
at
time.
His face, Jay. It's really, it's so easy. I think it's the easiest
wait,
game I've ever
you
done.
Do that one again. Mm.
I'll come back to it. Let's move to number four. I'll come back for you. Oh, so that's very... It's really
was that it?
Yeah, sorry, that's it. Look at it. Look at it. That's... It's really obvious, I think. What's happening?
Wait, can you play it one more time, please?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Come on. Is it too late now to say sorry? Okay. Well, what kind of light is that?
Can you play it one more time?
Sure.
No idea.
We'll just put something, pop something down.
The Shakadimus and Pliers.
Yeah. Here's number five.
Easy.
You got that one. Let's move on to number six.
What?
Huh?
Sounded like a massive wasp trapped in a box.
Isn't it? Well, yeah, I thought it was someone strumming the.
Come on.
And
now.
It's got something to do with lights.
Yeah, it's definitely a light, but.
It is a light.
Well, okay. They're all light related. They're all lights, but what's happening specifically in that clip?
Right, okay.
What's going on? You weren't far wrong. What's the thing that you said?
I don't even remember what the fuck I said.
Well, I can't repeat
what
it.
What did you say?
Oh, a wasp.
It's not a wasp, but you're not far off the mark. And think about what would be happening.
Shh, I've got it. Don't
show okay.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll come back to some. Don't worry. Here is number seven. Some of these are ridiculous.
I'm so confused.
I need the wording. I need what it is on here. But like, what do you think?
Play that again.
That's ridiculous.
No.
Okay, well, just have a guess. Okay. Do you want me to go back
can
over
you go
some?
To, can you do four, six, and seven, please?
Sure, this is number four.
All on the lights!
No, it's not.
Kanye. Definitely Kanye.
That was
sorry, I missed
four,
it
that
again.
Was four.
Sorry, can you not see that?
Stop it. That is actually ridiculous. That can't be real, Jacob. He's saying it.
What was that for?
You might as well just put something down because it's not going to be. You're not going to get it. I've touched a lot of these things. I've never heard it make that sound ever. Well, actually, I suppose if you repeatedly did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacob's
nodding.
Six.
Jacob's nodding. Okay.
Can you do six.
Yeah.
Wait. How could it be? Like?
Could you do number three, please?
Uh huh.
This is the one that's pissing me off.
I know. They're all going to piss. To be honest, I feel like they're all going to piss you off a little
I'm
bit.
Confident in every other one.
Oh, okay. And which other one did you want? Did you want any more?
No, I'm good.
Wait. No? Doc, any more?
Six.
I don't know any of them.
Okay. So should I give out some points?
Oh, I've got it.
Got it. All right. Number one, Reese, what do you have?
Indicator.
Yeah, you have
I've
that one.
Yeah, indicator as well.
Someone's indicator.
Can I allow that, Jacob?
What else would it be?
Because I've got car emergency lights here.
Oh, hazard lights.
Oh,
yeah, they're made of the indicators. That's all the indicators.
I don't think I could give you points.
Oh, fuck off!
You're getting
Listen, the hazard lights is all the indicators.
Yeah, hazard lights is your indicators going off. The light
is all the indicators.
And it's still indicating something. It's indicating that there's a hazard.
Okay.
Dang, son.
Number two. What
do
you have?
A reversing light.
So have I.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Harley.
Reversing,
yeah. Doc. It's obviously traffic pedestrian lights. What are you talking
Play
about?
Play it again.
What?
Of course it is.
But where?
Where? What made
I don't know.
In what city, Jacob?
In the US, he thinks.
But no, we're not from the fucking US.
That's reversing. That's reversing. We heard the engine, everything.
Well,
that's definitely reversing.
One more time.
I can't give you points.
Stand well clear. Vehicle reversing.
There you go.
That would have made sense.
It's not it. That's I can't reversing. Give you
that's fucked
there.
Up.
Sorry, number three then, please.
I didn't get anything for
I
that.
Went for either like maybe there's a light that comes on when you got a timeout in mm-hmm. basketball, or the light in a submarine in a James Bond movie where like they got to evacuate because water coming into the submarine.
That's good. Yeah. Harley, what did you have?
Alarm.
Okay. Michael.
Nothing.
Not Reese.
Street lamp.
Did you see it on my page?
No, I didn't. I had boat fog light.
No, it's street boat lamp, you idiot.
Light. Yeah, wait, so boat is a boat.
Fog lights. Oh, fog lights.
Street lights.
A street light. When does a street light do that?
The buzz is like amplified.
Yeah, exactly. You think about that.
Why is this about to come on?
Yeah.
No, once it's on, you know, like the kitchen light. Sometimes you hear that
little
buzz.
So it's
a really amplified version.
Yeah.
Number four. What's number four? Everyone got for that?
Torch.
Torch. No.
Oh, I got light switch.
I thought it was.
Did I not?
Yeah,
someone repeatedly doing the bathroom. Like.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, Reese is. I mean, not unfortunately. That's a what. Good
but
thing.
No,
Reese is right.
The thing is that you got confused me because you said I'm not sure it would do that, but it was obviously a light switch.
Yeah,
can
but
I
then
also
I said,
say one thing that, or can I just show you something honestly?
Oh shit!
I actually said light switch first, and then I crossed it out and wrote torch.
Yeah, but we take your final. The thing is that I would have put light switch because it sounded like a light switch, and then you said this sounds nothing like the thing.
That's
it
why
sounds
I changed
like.
It to
That's
torch.
I mean, technically, you could put light switch in
for torch
for every
because
answer.
You're turning the light.
For every answer. That's a light going on.
That is the switch to turn the light on.
That's only a point for Reese because he put it in. What's number five, please?
Match being struck.
Match striking a match.
Yeah, all right. Everyone gets a point there. And number six.
I got a moth in the light.
It's good. What did you get, Reese?
Like an insect zapper. The
mm-hmm.
I got another.
Ali?
I got fly
that makes
a
sense.
Light bulb.
I'm going to give you that because it is flying a lamp. So I'm giving you a point for that.
Yes.
And then number seven. I mean, please, you won't have this.
A combine harvester's flashing beacon in like
that's
a tractor.
That's really good. That's good.
Michael? Can you play again?
Yeah.
That's some kind of agricultural vehicle.
I got the DLR, the Docklands Light Railway.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I just didn't hear anything light related in it,
okay.
So I got angry.
Lighthouse. Lighthouse.
I mean, I have to take what's on the page here, which says police, ambulance, fire, emergency cat with emergency lights on, but the sound off.
Emergency cat.
What? It's a car, emergency car, I'm being told, but I've got cat here, so I will have to accept that.
Wow.
So it's an emergency cat. I don't know.
That's so tenuous, we should
car,
all just get
cat,
a point.
Doesn't it? So I feel I'll just give you a point, shall I, for that one?
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Cool. 2, 3, 4. So it's still actually it's a hot draw between Harley and Reese.
Again,
yes. Yeah,
how many points did you get?
Four.
Ah. Oh.
And you and Doc draw between you two because you got three.
Okay.
So I didn't
very good.
That game.
Got
you know how we
got
feel
another
every
one
week.
Coming up later. So
I've won every game today.
These games are real tests of friendship.
Both times. Very good.
Let's get into a song. Let's get into two songs.
Two songs.
Both by Doc Brown.
Ah, it's the Small Hours. I love this tune.
Yeah, Small Hours. It's all good till the race starts. Yeah, two plus. What?
is how it starts. Hop out the A-class, class A stained glass. Clock my face fast, grass, strange how fame lasts. Tape blasts on the zoo, dashing. Bad habit, need to stay sharp. I'm the man in these bars, heads turn as my ears burn. You stay spudding it and breading it. My game remains celibate, in other words, you can't fuck it. My smart wit got your girl in the DMs like Goffs in Camden Market. You start shit, but my vibe untouchable. The shades won't tell you if my eyes are corruptible. The paparazzi hit the flash like an M16. My Air Max got intensive sheen. So fresh, so clean, don't test, bro. Seen I'm on levels that the imitators just won't reach. Papa, don't preach, stop killing my high. Embellish your backstory, it's not realer than mine. Carbonated wine popping off like fireworks. Pain spread all over her face, I guess desire hurts. I'm like royalty tonight and the town ain't ready for the king, but the crown weighs heavy. Very, everybody want a piece. Do I keep to myself or decide to slice up and divide? Right, step up to the pedestal, give you my commandments. Devastatingly charming, fuck it, what's the harm when nightfall showers from on high? Two towers that are scheduled for demolition. It's all sour but they'll come for you like they come for me. The small hours, the small hours, it goes. Nightfall showers from on high, two towers that are scheduled for demolition. It's all sour but they'll come for you like they come for me. The small hours is our ends. The rubber meters stunted me, thought I was running free. But underneath I'm stuffed with grief and I'm disgusting me. Got fucked for free and she was shapely. Gave me her gate key, her name escapes me. A great need for judge and jury to flagellate me. But I don't want your sympathy. This symphony will prove that I've got it in for me. I'm in the street and wishing he would start some shit with me. I'm twisted G and seeking action for satisfaction. A chain reaction. Brains made the paving stone slick with the grease. Nearly slip off my feet, fam. I'm sick to the teeth. Did he swing for me or did we just start falling? Constellation is calling, I'm floored and I'm falling. For a second it all seems quite clear. Hear myself saying fuck it, I could sleep right here. Laying in the rain, feel the pain emanate. My brain retains few of the remains of the day. Use a drain pipe to hold my body to a straight line. I'm illuminated by a faint light. Strange sight, off balance. Hear loud cheers from parties. Pack my pocket, I still got my car keys. Click, click until I hear it blip, blipping and collapse in the driver's seat for 6 minutes. I'm okay to drive if I don't wanna stay alive. Whip it up to fifth and race it straight to 85. Nightfall showers from on high, two towers that are scheduled for demolition. It's all sour, but they'll come for you like they come for me. The small hours, it goes. Nightfall showers from on high, two towers that are scheduled for demolition. It's all sour, but they'll come for you like they come for me.
Radio presents
Ian Molesworth.
I said Colin Farrell went off him because he's too much of a chatty Cathy in his sex tape.
Big old knob on him, like.
I'm confused about sex tapes. I thought.
Oh, well, right. Just start from scratch with you.
Because I thought.
You had a video recorder.
That if you were doing a sex tape, you would like film two of you having sex.
Got his mouth down on downstairs, right? And yeah. He's. Kissing it and kissing it and licking it.
Mm-mm.
And then he goes, oh, baby, that is breakfast, lunch and dinner right there.
Yeah. I would have pissed myself if someone said that to me.
Oh, that wouldn't have come off very good, would it?
Every Monday.
Ian Molesworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Never stick to my lane, boy, you. Keep the fame, boy, boy. I don't want to be your name, boy, you. Play the game, boy, boy. Never stick to my lane, boy, you. Keep the fame, boy, boy. I don't want to be your name, boy, you.
Can't be compared. Sick when I'm shared with a kick and a snare. Keep an eye on your chick over there. Twisting her hair, then losing her shit when I'm here. I'm late to the party, still unfashionable. No problem, acting a fool. Pull up to the raving, last year's car and last year's garms. And I like a bargain, me, I don't follow the herd. On the outskirts, laying low, then I holler with a verse. Cause I'll never be a fool's idol. Trying to be an icon, it's like you left all the lights on. And I guarantee nobody's home. Virtual popularity alone with your phone. Busy convincing anyone to listen that your life is amazing. Quite entertaining. Keep posting, boasting. So then minutes become whole months of slow motion. How many likers, how many haters? Kinda hope my battery flat, just to break the pattern. You really think any of this shit matters? What you gonna do when your real life catches up? Just batters your door down and crashes. Shatters and batters you with a kick to the nap. Now bang, never stick to my lane. Boy, you, keep the fame. Boy, boy, I don't wanna be your name. Boy, you, play the game. Boy, boy, never stick to my lane. Boy, you, keep the fame. Boy, boy, I don't wanna be your name. Boy, you,
Winning isn't always a given, you know that. Rub, I might throw facts like a throwback Kojak, and I'm critical of myself, I won't slack. Go ahead, call me an old man, but I scroll down my timeline, it's so sad. What if pokes and gifts ain't the answer? What if phones and shit ain't the answer? What if smoking piff ain't the answer? What if every single flow you spit was disastrous? What if everything turns to shit right now? Would you break down, lie down, raise an eyebrow? What if you never blink at what people think? Don't be a minion even if your opinion stinks. One time a wise man gave me a right hander, said bruv, don't be a bystander. If you're gonna admit you created it, live and die by your words, you made the shit. Now look, I ain't afraid of you claiming I failed it. Everything I said was from the heart and I nailed it. Even if only one other person cares, I made a connection and they heard it there. I'm like Roxy Music and the Strokes in the mix, cause there's gotta be more than this. Is this it? And every now and then I might be a hypocrite and contradict. Right now I'm on this shit. Now bang, never stick to my lane. What you keep the faith? What boy, I don't wanna be your name. What you play the game? What boy, never stick to my lane. What you keep the faith? What boy, I don't wanna be your name. What you play the game? What fancy yourself more than your girl? Love your fake tan more than your man. Make sure your phone's fully charged, cause nothing ever lasts. Just like the beat of your heart, things fall apart. My life finite, in from the start, right till twilight. When it gets dark, what we gonna highlight? Lights out. Have a nice night.
Give me any BPM, anything you send, I'll hurt. Watch me get friendly with a pen and a pad. These don't chat, put me in a box. Pigeonhole me, other pictures better watch. I used to hip hop, now I genre hop. I've been tip top, had songs that flopped. I guess I'm like Harry Potter with that little bit of magic. What? Is what? That a one jigger? Yeah. You ain't got to like me, come to your town and rich shit like Pikey's. I'll laddie dazzle your big tick like Nike. This is my world, you're here to sightsee. Nah. Didn't see Elliot on the telly yet, but now they ain't fucking with me. Them man celibate. Squash like a butternut, man, are not tough enough. Finish with a tiger apricot. Perfect. Now bang it.
Back, that was Doc Brown, Lights Out.
Yeah,
example.
That was
himself away from Australia.
Elliot Glove.
Elliot Glove.
Gleave.
Like a glove.
Yeah, no. Elliot Glove. Yeah.
Elliot Glove.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very intelligent the way he made up his rap name.
E.G.
E.G. Example.
Fucking great. Isn't it?
Yeah. Second very only. Good. Second only to Mind Genius ploy to make Michael Payne out of being ill on the mic.
And Renzo Nottingham,
of course. Sounds like Denzel Nottingham. Sounds like Denzel Washington.
Denzel Nottingham.
What are you, Harley? Now you've changed your name by Depot, I believe, after we changed it on the show the other week. What was it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was Hallelujah. Yeah.
It was indeed.
Harley Lodger.
I like it.
Lodger.
Lodger.
Harley Lodger.
Lodger.
No, it's just Hallelujah. It's just
but with a J.
that's close.
Yeah, it's that, isn't it?
Lujah. I like that.
Should we
smashing the gaff up?
Should we get Humpy up in here?
Let's do it, man.
Let's start humping, guys.
Humpy.
Okay.
All right. There's no name attached.
Luke.
No, I was reading the bottom one.
Oh, okay. Hilarious. I think that goes down a bit. Not to the next. We'll start with the.
So a couple of emails to get through before the hump.
Okay.
Really.
The hump will be worth it.
Okay. It's from Luke in North London.
Whatever.
Yes, guys. Yes, Doc. Your album sounds 22 sick. I think they're just.
22 sick.
I think they're just saying too sick.
But in like a flirt. No,
I like 22 sick. 22
sick. Or it's 22 sick.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I read two, but in a flirt a D way. Like a.
And love what you're doing with Rise Up. Big ups.
Respect. Alright, that's nice, man. It's always nice to get like a non-ironic bit of praise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 22 sick. That's my next t-shirt.
22 sick. It's from Gemma. Love the show. Wish I needed some hump day help. Just wondering if you would ever use a choir on one of your tracks, Doc.
That's a good question.
I already have done that. I wasn't actually here when they played the first track, but the opening song Homeward features a church choir, some gospel.
I'm an idiot because you actually told me that.
Yeah, you know what? There's something about gospel. I'm not a religious man, but dude, you hear like proper church singing.
I said, oh my god! I remember I was saying to you, I said it repeatedly on tour. I don't trust people that don't like gospel music.
Yeah, gospel's that's the one.
Even if you're not religious, if it doesn't fill you, with a sense of, I don't know.
It's just they're reaching for something that we can't reach for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To just inspire them, bang, into doing something real soulful straight mm-hmm. away. And these girls, oh my God, like, I was catching the Holy Ghost. Like, in my mind, like, what I've written for them, like, I thought, okay, this will work. But the way they took it and ran with it was way better than anything I imagined. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So
it's hard to put into
words.
Yeah,
man. Like, I wanted the album to have like a good bit of soul, and yeah, there's some gospel on two songs, on Homeward and So Surface.
Big up,
Harley.
Yeah,
Harley, I think.
Cool. Somebody's gonna help some people. You up for helping some people?
Yeah, help some people.
This is from Carla. She says, "My boyfriend is always rock hard. I've never seen his penis not hard.
Wow.
I want to see the softy, but it's always hard," she says again. "How do I stop making it hard?"
Stop being piff.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
But where are they going? Do you know what I mean? They're obviously not going anywhere. Like, if they go and pick up maybe a godson from school or some shit like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, go register to vote. I don't know. Like, just go and do some shit where, like, Mr. Happy is just like,
oh, it's not my time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not my time right now.
to be honest, every time you see,
she's clearly just going around his yard, or he's coming around her yard, and it's on and popping.
Yo, do you know what, Connor? I'm going to break it to you. I don't think you're his girlfriend. You know, if he's only inviting you around when he's got an erection.
No, I was going to say, she said every time she sees it, doesn't she? Aren't her exact words, every time I see it?
She says, I want to see the softy, but it's always hard.
So I've never seen his penis not hard.
No,
so
it's softy.
Yes, yeah, so she's never seen it not hard. So every time your girlfriend sees your dick, it should be hard.
Well...
I guess it depends, really, you know.
Yeah. It depends.
It's like someone's christening, or, do you know what
I mean? No, but she's seeing your dick.
When did you...
Oh, right, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Physically,
right.
It should be hard.
That's affirmation, sure.
But so, like, even if, like, you're with your missus, and, like, you're just, like, on a casual and going to bed, and as you're getting into bed, you're just already hard.
What? That is not.
And
I was
asking the question. Something else. Like,
I was asking the question.
That's funny.
Yeah, like,
but I suppose the way to bookend this question as well is to say, like, you're not missing anything, you know, because dicks aren't great looking. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when they're hard, at least they're functional. They're about to do some shit. But, like, just to look at a dick just hanging there, it's so tragic. We've basically been built like, we're like, if she hasn't seen it, we're like chickens with the giblets on the outside. That's basically what we are. There's nothing to look at.
I don't think so. Michael Payne, you have often described on this show that you've been told regularly you have a handsome penis.
Yeah, but what's
flaccid though? But flaccid.
What state? Do you really think that, like, a girl has just kind of just walked into me casually naked with my dick just swinging about and gone, that's a nice... Obviously, there's context and it's going to be erect before it's... complimented.
So it's handsome, erect.
Yeah, well, it's a solid five, flaccid. It's a 10, like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah. My penis
is like smoulders. It's like,
yeah. It's like Tyson Beckford. It's a Tyson Beckford of penises.
My penis itself isn't ugly. It's the balls that accompany it.
Yeah, balls.
Balls
ruin everything.
They drag it down. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Literally.
Yeah. In fact, my penis probably is ugly, but my balls are making it look pang. You know what I mean? Balls.
It could be that.
Oh, yeah, because they're so ugly in comparison that it makes the ugly friends.
That's what your balls are there for, bro. Hey, look at our friends.
The ugly friend.
Look at our
friends. The ugly friends, honestly.
So hot.
Yeah, I think there's nothing especially disastrous going on if every time you see your boyfriend's penis,
she's in a great place. I think it's the honeymoon period.
Count your blessings, innit? Well, because once soon you might start seeing it, and it's never hard.
We'll hear from Carla maybe a year's time, say my boyfriend's never hard when I see him, and that will be a problem.
Enough of his softy.
Yeah,
and then you remember the good days.
Yeah.
All right, this is from Caleb. He was kind enough to leave us a kiss.
Aww. Unless his surname begins with an X.
Caleb X.
Hello. The lady on top of
me keeps doing some what?
Why are you emailing the show? Right?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, right.
The hello, the lady on top of me keeps doing some sort of weird singing, sort of yodeling early in the morning. My alarm clock, my alarm doesn't crack off until 8:17, and I like my sleep, so I don't appreciate this. I've spoken to her about it and asked her to start it at 9, but she says it's her flat, she can do what she wants. Help me.
You need to help her, Holly. You're going through something similar, aren't you?
Are you?
Are you?
What are you having?
Loud neighbours.
No, I'm the loud neighbour.
Oh, you're the loud neighbour. Okay. Oh.
No, but only during work hours.
Yeah, which are what? Oh,
yeah,
of course.
Oh, yeah, between music. Nine to six.
Okay.
We've agreed on that I can play music really loud, but she's sometimes home at 3 PM on a Wednesday.
It's not my fault. You're fucking the boss.
Get a job.
Yeah, but when Harley's roommate was telling me last night that she messaged him saying, "Hi, could you keep the could you not play music loud tonight? Because I've just got back from the pool and I'm really tired."
So I've just got back from holiday in the pool and I'm really tired. And he was watching telly on his own. And he was like, "Shut the fuck up."
So sorry if your holiday's worn you out.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
We got beef.
With neighbor
Alejandra. Beef.
So I don't really know what to tell this dude though, because he's already addressed it. He's done like the brave thing. He's gone and like faced up to her. Like, what more can you do?
I just want to know why he has to get up at 8:17.
Well, he's quirky.
It's probably his alarm probably goes off at 8:17 and then he just like snoozes until 8:30.
Yeah. Unless it goes off at 8 and he snoozes until 8:17.
Well, is it snoozes 9 minutes, isn't it? So that
is it 9?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
9 minutes? Is
yeah.
It? Is it?
8:01
then. Oh yeah, to be fair.
8:01 and he hits it twice.
Possibly.
8:17.
So weird. It is a weird time.
You can't trust the dude.
He's an assassin.
No.
He has to get up exactly when the sun
Maybe
rises.
Maybe he needs to get up at 8:20. Get out of bed at 8:20, and he's just saying it a few minutes before.
He sleeps in a massive bed. By the time he's excessively rich, and like from the time it takes to get out of his bed,
time's
like,
passed.
Yeah, it's like 8:30 by the time he actually gets out of bed.
If he is excessively rich, he could pay someone to take care of that little noise problem you've got upstairs.
That's true.
Bam! No problem no more.
No
problem over here no more.
This is a mad rich and you just buy a dense yard.
Yeah, that's true. Let her yodel, man.
In it, yo, do you know what?
Live and let yodel.
Yodeling's a dying art, I say.
I would like to be able to.
Exactly.
I'm sure
she could like not yodel for an extra like.
Yeah, he's not being unreasonable, is he? Saying 9.
No. Yeah, but it starts with yodeling and then it, you know, it snowballs from there.
I see what you mean. Okay, well, thanks, Caleb.
Good luck.
Yeah, massive one before you play some more Redems.
Yeah.
It's from Little L, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm a bit worried about this election coming up. It's my first time voting and I'm finding it hard to just shut off from other people's opinions. Everyone on Facebook is on some massive rants 24/7 and it's confusing me. Quite serious hump help, so sorry about that, bless. Yeah, we don't tackle that kind of problem.
It's a bit too intense. What
about Jeremy fucking Corbyn?
Do you know what's mad is that you realised once you... Like, I've deleted Facebook off my phone recently and it's actually been really refreshing. And you realise how many other different opinions there are in the world because you get so caught up in like your feed and it kind of like caters for what you like and what
it does. Of course it does.
And and so then you leave this bubble and you realise like that's why things like Brexit and was such like a shock because you know you're living in this bubble where
all your friends,
all your
have
friends
the
and
same
everyone you know is like-minded to you essentially and everyone more than like 80-90% of my friends are in the creative industry who all think the same and then when something like that happens it was like other people have other opinions. It's like I like to obviously I don't want think I'm a closed-minded person.
No, but it's true. You get lured into almost a full sense of security by thinking everything's okay because from what I've seen, the whole world, apart from a few exceptions, think like me. And every time those exceptions kind of rear their ugly head, so to speak, then people attack them. So I know that everyone else knows that what they're saying is wrong. Mm. And then all of a sudden we're out of Europe and you're like, fuck. That was obviously only my circle of friends or just like you said, London in general or people from a certain demographic, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially people in London because I've noticed that people in London tend not to look outside of London. They don't look beyond London for...
I had a look once.
I did. It was cool.
Was it for you?
I'm good. I drew the curtain.
Well, as it's a first-time voter, I feel like, you know, I assume everybody in this room is going to be voting. Obviously, yeah, Doc, you're working with Rise Up.
So, yes, very much so.
So, I feel like, what do you think? She should make up, or she or he, we don't know.
Make up your mind and own it.
Right. Make
your mind up and own it and delete Facebook.
Fuck Facebook and get out there, most definitely.
Yeah, literally, vote for whoever you want, as long as it's Labour.
But I think, well,
or we'll come around and kill you.
No other
there
parties.
There are certain things as tactical voting as well. Like, if you know that, like, Labour isn't necessarily, is, like, definitely not going to win in your area, there might be a better option.
Yeah, definitely.
So look into it.
No
vote is a wasted vote.
Exactly. So please do vote, though. Mm-hmm, make sure you do go and vote.
Mm. Do that shit.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. Cute. That was
look at us being
nice.
All intense.
Well,
we take the edge off with a couple of rhythms.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
We're trying to get through all of Stemma. We've only got like three songs left to go.
Double drop and then.
Yeah, we better.
Yeah.
Double drop and then track.
This is Odd One Out. This is also featuring my brother Luke Skies.
Crowd clock my sound. Should've known a long time ago. My life like a show, but a musical though. A brown mulatto from the 80s. Back in the days, cream and coffee together was still crazy. But my mum and dad did it from the day I was delivered. Livid. I was different and I saw life vivid. Had a little song in my heart, wanted to sing it. But other kids, they saw a lame wiener. Daydreamer, they beat up. I spent my time in my room running a zoo. No, I never was the kind of you running with crews. A wild imagination, mind racing. Felt I had the power to save a whole nation. Superhero, dude's a weirdo. I heard it all right through my ear hole. Radiohead creeper, loser like Beck. Suddenly I'm the dude you respect. I'm still the same loner. Only difference is nowadays my attitude's like, so what? I'm the odd one out. Do I look like the odd one out? Know why I'm the odd one out? Kinda like being the odd one out. Am I the odd one out? Take a look, see there's not one doubt. Are you the odd one out? Are you the odd one out? Am I the odd one out? Do I look like the odd one out? Know why I'm the odd one out? Kinda like being the odd one out. Am I the odd one out? Take a look, see there's not one doubt. Are you the odd one out? Are you the odd one out?
To the 7th 1983. It's a gift and a curse to be me. The rehearse I prefer to be me. Definition of O-double-D. Cause saw myself with some double D's. Let me rephrase that. Run away from responsibilities. Cause girl's a girl, I take a mind off her. And if she loved me, she wouldn't put a price on spending time with her. But I can't get my mind off her. And I need to wait time from her. Cause she's odd and I'm odder. And I ain't got time for her. From the shows to the race to the physical appearance to my family background. The fact I won't back down, that's what makes that sound. Even down to the clothes, you know? I got them through clearance. Get your permanent panthers or Peking ducks on your arm. This mean instead of tax on my bud. 3310, like what odd, like job. That's no cracks in my palm. Back with my mom. Friends just packed up and gone. Better shut your trap when I'm on. When I'm here, normality stays clear of me. There ain't a word in the dick. Dictionary to fit my expertise. Took years to beat this fear like the Genovese. My enemies are back, they're the friends to me. Have them give me a Tenerife, get to Tenerife. Feel sweet, but it's fake like phenylene. As I watch on the mezzanine, I'm mentally prepared for my next release. The new me, old me, who rest in peace. Am I the odd one out? Do I look like the odd one out? Know why I'm the odd one out? Kinda like being the odd one out. Am I the odd one out? Take a look, see there's no one down. Are you the odd one out? Are you the odd one out? Am I the odd one out? I look like the odd one out. Know why I'm the odd one out. Kinda like being the odd one out. Am I the odd one out? Take a look, see there's no one down. Are you the odd one out? Are you the odd one out? Am I the odd one out? Do I look like the odd one out? Know why I'm the odd one out. Kinda like being the odd one out. Am I the odd one out? Take a look, see there's no one down. Are you the odd one out? Are you the odd one out? Am I the odd one out? Do I look like the odd one out? Know why I'm the odd one out? Kinda like being the odd one out. Am I the odd one out? Take a look and see there's no one down. Are you the odd one out? Are you the odd one out?
about it. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Tell myself I deserve it. I'm worth it. I'm working. Busy pretending you're not hurting. I'm surface, so surface. Tell myself I deserve it. I'm worth it. I'm working. Busy pretending you're not hurting. I'm surface. So surfing.
Hard to tell you why I still haven't learned. Concerned our little bridge has been continually burned. A twisted fire starter, why am I apart? A slicing hearts apart, I can't try any harder. Bottom line is I'm a bastard, I'm an artist. Such a shit excuse for me coming across aloof. Now I'm running up in the booth like confessional for the truth. But my father can't forgive me cause he's long beneath the ground. Wow, I'm a father now, but how I've been one for a decade and grown wilder instead. Thoughts kinetic, get me, I'm genetically a dickhead. Cause my dick controls my brain and my mind is behind my balls. Just imagine my bad decisions, wish I could rewind them all. Wish I could design a thought that puts my family first. You can't handle me at my worst, I'm an animal, I'm berserk. I'm a cannibal on these bitches when my mind frame switches. This is twisted knickers, trying to blame all this shit on the liquor. This is submission, this isn't dissing, this is admitting. I'm a witness to visions that sicken every inch of my innards. I'm poison, wildfire baby, don't touch me. Shipwrecked on my island, you'll be deserted. Now trust me. Do you trust me? Nah, I mean evil. Don't deserve you, still I work to make you a believer. Got a long-term fever, a live virus, but the antidote might be us, might just. Tell myself I deserve it. I'm worth it. I'm working. Busy pretending you're not hurting. I'm surfing. Tell myself I deserve it. I'm worth it. I'm working. Busy pretending you're not hurting. I'm surface, so surface.
Baby, you and me, soon to be, doomed to lunacy. You can be all that you can be, still you're losing me.
Run away from responsibilities, do the bare minimum and still reward myself with trees. Jerking off like I heard my cock contain gold. Coming is nothing, it's the emotional stains though. Hey ho, wanna be a hoe? We can see a show. See my bro, he go weed and blow, and I need a smoke. See ya bro, I got G's to throw. You can keep the coke steaming though. Take a pee and yo, bitch you need to go. Oh, not again, all these strangers are not my friends. Watching me, when I should be watching them. Fuck, someone bring me focus. I'm surrounded by locusts, drowning in my ego. She know they stroke this. I'm a coward, you can make me empowered. Showered with compliments for like hours, which I devour. My face remains sour. How I let the darkness descend could make a million men cower. Now I face the truth, hate the proof. Facing you, just know my heart is aching to take a dude for what he is, a crock of shit. Good guy, bad choices, sad voice. I'm just the last to see it, last one to believe it. Let's outgreen the shit out of this, we can achieve it. So why do I
tell myself I deserve it? I'm worth it, I'm working. Busy pretending you're not hurting. I'm surface, so surface. Tell myself I deserve it. I'm worth it, I'm working. Busy pretending you're not hurting. I'm surface, so surface.
Yeah.
vibes.com/riddems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. You can kind of tell the album's winding
down. Yeah, it's
down
winding
now.
Down, man. Mm-hmm. I made the album the same way I used to make mixtapes for girls when I was at college. You know?
Yeah.
You start at hype, and then like by the end, you start making like little suggestions via the songs about what you'd like to maybe do.
I think it was only you and I in this room. Did you two, Harley and Reese, ever make mixtape for girls?
No.
No.
I think that's our generation.
Yeah, it must be an older thing.
Natalie, did you ever receive mixtapes from guys or girls?
Yeah, and I've made them. I always end on a Smith song. I don't know why when I make a mixtape.
Heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Just like, that's the breakup way. There you go. So I wind it down that way.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I used to put Joe, Donnell Jones, the slow jam dons slow on jam. And my intentions were very clear. Very clear. You know,
it's like that thing they do now, that the kids do now. They make the playlists on Spotify.
Yeah, huh?
With the names of the songs they spell out.
Some
like
are ingenious.
Some of them are very, very
what
clever.
What is that,
man.
Sorry?
You know, you can make a play. You can make
kids are making Spotify playlists and sending it to friends or girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever. But if you read down the song names, it will spell out a speech, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there are some incredible examples.
I feel.
Yeah. Like,
do you know what I'm saying? Just names of songs that you could use to make a sentence.
You could use that one. Yeah, fucking you tonight.
Yeah.
R. Kelly and Biggie.
Oh,
that's really beautiful.
I reckon do a quickie because someone needs just really quick.
Okay, someone needs some urgent help.
Put it away, Reese. Put it away.
Someone needs some urgent.
From Rajaz. Hi, I smell like shit today. The weather is so moist today. What are your best tips to stop smelling like shit?
Shower yourself.
What way to end the shit?
Wow. Yeah.
That bum meat weather though, isn't it? It's humid.
Yeah, but smelling like shit though, man, that's next level.
I don't think he means actual shit. I think just means bad. I think that's what he means, Harley. Okay. I'm not sure.
Maybe just ride it out and stop telling people that you smell like shit.
Yeah. Stop putting that image in people's minds.
Take a layer of, I don't know.
Impulse. You have some
once
impulse.
You start smelling like shit.
Wash yourself in the rain.
I think so.
Got to get home.
Hopefully it's just a psychological thing and you can smell shit, but it's not actually you.
It's just your upper lip. Get home, Rajaz.
And
get
wash,
home safe.
And wash your upper
get
lip.
Get home soon.
On that bombshell, we're going to... We've got to wrap up now, man, which is really annoying because we want to fit in the very last song on Stemma, the album from Doc Brown, who joins us in the studio right now. And... But before we go, where can people buy the album?
Well, it's going to come out this Friday, 19th of May, and you can get it on all the normal digital platforms, whatever your preference is. If you're old school and you like a physical copy in your hands, and you can buy the CD from docbrown.co.uk before it hits any of the actual record shops, if they actually exist anymore. And I'll do a limited edition vinyl sometime later in the summer for you real old school heads.
Brilliant.
And on next week's show, we have...
Matt Wills, who features on Doc Brown's album.
Yeah. He does.
And we also don't have anyone else, just Matt Wills.
But Matt Wills is enough.
Exactly.
He's a man mountain.
It's a very spicy episode.
No, I can tell you it's not. No.
Matt Wills is a bit of a spice, isn't
it? Okay, enough of that.
Do you know that Matt Wills basically one time?
Harley, I was going
to... Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Do not say anything. Hannah Witten is up next.
She is indeed.
Today,
who's her guest?
She's got Florence from the Vagina Museum.
From the Vagina Museum.
Yeah.
From the
vagina
museum.
It's difficult to say vagina.
No, it's just what does it entail? What's in there?
It's vaginas.
Bare vaginas.
It's not.
Literally bare vaginas.
Nuff muff.
Just nuff muff.
Nuff muff. Nuff muff in there.
It's a minge binge.
All right.
My album's out Friday, guys. Hashtag no jokes.
Yeah, we're gonna leave you with hydroplaning.
What if you were free of the panic that they got you feeling? Free of possessions that they got you needing? Free from restrictions of a glass ceiling? Carpe diem, free to lick our wounds and start healing? Free, what if this wasn't just a song, bruv? What if class, race and money was just a construct designed to keep us fully focused on what doesn't matter? What if it's all a tea party run by mad hatters? What could we
we find behind the looking glass, and why are we always reminded that we shouldn't ask? And when we all return to nature, why does it feel so right next to wildlife? Or walking down a beach at night, watching sunsets, sleeping under stars, stripping off your garments to hold a lover in your arms. I just wanna be, not that I'm complaining. Nah, though I'm zoning out, bro, hydroplaning.
We can climb so high, I see it every time I dream.
So distracted, another notification that I've been tagged in, another headline, bear scare tactics, bait clicking on the clickbait that I'm sat with. So distracted, I'm a TV guy, last horizon that I saw was made by CGI, the last night sky, last night on sky, it's not bright. I've got time when I'm online, even when I'm off it, I'm on it, I can't stop it, thinking what's the point in a moment without profit, while my daughter stopped to smell the roses, I'm distracted, so distracted, I don't even notice, we covered everything beautiful up in concrete, it's like I'm on the right path but the wrong street, so distracted, it's time for changing, I'ma glide across the surface, it's at the earth, bro, hydroplaning.
Yeah, we can climb so high, I see it every time I dream.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.